So fare thee well, sweet Liza dear, and likewise to Derry town. And twice farewell to me comrades bold, who dwell on that sainted ground. If fortune ever should favour me, to have money in store, I'll go back and I'll wed the wee lassie I left on Paddy's green shamrock shores.
It's 9:04. You're listening to WMFO in Medford. John McCutcheon helped us as segue into Between the Worlds, the best of Earth Religions Radio with It's Fall from one of his Four Seasons album, Autumn Songs. Before that, we heard Mick McAuley with Paddy's Green Shamrock Shore from Highs and Bellows, the Afro-Celt Sound System 2016, doing The Communicator from The Source, prior to that was the Celtic Fiddle Festival with Clooney Castle in Inverness Shire from Storm in a Teapot. And as we mentioned, they're going to be coming to the Burren on October the 12th there for Columbus Day. And you can find out more and get tickets by going to the website www.theburren, all one word, .com, and check out a back room at the Burren for other guests that are coming up. And we started off with Gail Finn with that last one, with a set of Lip Jigs, Hunting the Hare, Swaggering, and Hardiman the Fiddler from Won't You Come Out Tonight. So, yes, it does finally feel like fall out there after having 70 and 80 degree days. I noticed that the heat came on this morning unbidden, so that's always a good sign. Fortunately, by the time I got out to the car, there was no frost on the window. And what do we have to look forward to? Well, we've got the debate coming up tonight. It should be interesting. Mr. Trump says he won't be using any facts tonight in the debate, which means that we'll probably get some sort of left of field rhetoric, though lately he seems to be of the far right, but who knows. Whatever it is, it should be interesting. Sadly, we lost a couple of folks over the weekend again. Buckwheat Zydeco lost his battle to cancer. And Arnold Palmer, who lived to be a good long life and probably the first superstar golfer, died at 87. But continuing on with our fall theme, we're going to hear from Jesse Gelber and Kate Manning, and then something from Cheryl Wheeler. And then we're going to segue into that dreaded classical music that Billy Bob Neck is not so fond of.
Place, park, scene, dark, silvery moon is shining through the trees. Cast to me, you, the sound of kisses floating on the breeze. Act one, begun, dialogue, where would you like to spoon my cue with you underneath the silvery moon by the light of the silvery moon? I want a spoon to my honey, our crew loves to honeymoon. Keep us shining in June. The silvery moon. Act two, scene new, roses blooming all around the place. Cast three, you, me, preacher with a solemn looking face. Choir sings, bell rings, preacher, you are mine forevermore. And to all through every night the same encore by the light.
Sun slants in so fine, and the air is so clear, you can almost hear the grapes grow on the vine. The nights are sharp with starlight, and the days are cool and clean. And in the blue sky overhead, the northern geese fly south instead, and leaves our Irish setter red. When fall comes to New England, when fall comes to New England, and the wind blows off the sea, swallows fly in a perfect sky, and the world was meant to be. When the acorns line the walkways, then winter can't be far. From yellow leaves a blue jay calls, grandmothers walk out in their shawls, and chipmunks run the old stone walls. When fall comes to New England, frost is on the pumpkin, squash is off the vine, and winter warnings race across the sky. The squirrels are on to something, and they're working overtime. The foxes blink and stare, and so do I. 'Cause when fall comes to New England, oh, I can't turn away from fading light on flying and late goodbyes a robin sings. And then another thousand things. When fall comes to New England, when fall comes to New England.
Now, let's see if we can't figure out what you are, my little friend. And where you come from.
I saw part of the message you...
I seem to have found it.
Dear listeners, years ago you served my father in the Format Wars. Now he begs you to help us in our struggle against the Clear Channel Empire. I regret that I am unable to present my father's request to you in person, but my ship has fallen under attack, and I'm afraid my mission to bring you to Alderaan has failed. Your support is vital to the survival of the Freeform Rebellion. Information on donating is contained in the memory systems of this R2 unit. My father will know how to retrieve it. You must see your donation safely delivered to WMFO.org. This is our most desperate hour. Help me, dear listeners. You're my only hope.
Support WMFO. Donate via check to Trustees of Tufts College, P.O. Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts, 02155, or online at support.wmfo.org. Help win the Freeform Rebellion.
Thank you.
Good morning. It's 9:20. You're listening to WMFO in Medford. We heard the Boston Baroque under the direction of Martin Perlman doing the first movement of Vivaldi's Autumn Concerto No. 3 in F from Vivaldi's Four Seasons, available on Telarc Records. Before that was Cheryl Wheeler, When Fall Comes to New England, from A Driving Home. And despite being from Timonia, Maryland, Cheryl has done just some terrific New England songs, and that's one of them. And we started off with Jesse Gilbert and Kate Manning doing By the Light of the Silvery Moon from Moonlight Picnic. A great album, came out in 2011, full of wonderful moon songs, very jazzy arrangements. Our calendrical information is, as usual, brought to you by the Perpetual Almanac of Folklore by Charles Keightley. Today, the 26th of September, is Holyrood Day, Old Style, known as Mid-Autumn Day in Highland Scotland, and traditionally the beginning of the mating season for deer. If the hart and hind meet dry and part dry on Holyrood Day, there will be no more rain for 6 weeks. Well, we'll certainly hope that's not the case for us. We are supposed to get some rain tomorrow, and we can definitely use it because we've still got a drought on. Whatever the weather is like in Scotland today, so it will continue for 40 days hereafter. In the Hebrides, women and girls ceremonially gathered St. Michael's wild carrots at this time. The roots had to be taken in a particular way by digging a triangular hole, signifying St. Michael's shield, with a three-pronged mattock, which was St. Michael's trident. Tied into bunches with a triple red thread, the carrots were presented to male visitors on Michaelmas Day. Forked roots were especially lucky. Cleft fruitful, 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 joy of carrots, surpassing upon me, Michael the brave, endowing me, bride the fair, be aiding me. And that verse comes from the Carmina Gadelica. September the 27th, the feast of Saints Cosmas and Damien. Lay in supplies for the Michaelmas dinner. Saints Cosmas and Damien, the holy moneyless ones, were two Christian doctors from Syria who practiced medicine without charging fees but were martyred for their faith. They are therefore the patrons of doctors, apothecaries, and barbers, and are invoked against hernia and pestilence. Michaelmas daisies, now in bloom, the purple garden flower, which has escaped into the countryside, was introduced from New England in the 1640s. But the native blue-purple sea aster and the white feverfew are also called Michaelmas daisies in some counties. September the 28th is the eve of Michaelmas, preparations being made everywhere for tomorrow's celebration. In the Scottish Highlands and Islands, the Michaelmas lamb, a ram without blemish, was killed today, and the Struan Michael or Michaelmas cake prepared. This was made from equal parts of all the types of grain grown on the farm, and kneaded with butter, eggs, and sheep's milk. It was then marked with a cross and cooked on a stone heated by a fire of sacred oak, rowan, and bramble wood. Sometimes a piece of struan might be thrown into the fire as a tithe to placate St. Michael's old opponent, the devil. In Surrey, Michaelmas Eve was Cracknut Day, when nuts were cracked and eaten in churches, while in Yorkshire and Lincolnshire, bonfires were lit and grain was scattered for the wild birds to bring luck to the farm. There, too, a watcher who dared wait in the church porch at midnight would see the spirits of those parishioners destined to die in the following year. September the 29th is Michaelmas, the feast of St. Michael the Archangel, and the greatest of the autumn festivals. Michael the Archangel was captain of the host of heaven and fought against Satan and his evil angels and cast them out of paradise. An account found in Revelations Book 12, verses 7 to 9. He is thus the patron of knights and warriors and of the high places like St. Michael's Mount in Cornwall, whose churches are often dedicated to him. He is also the guardian of the souls of the dead, whose good and bad deeds he weighs in his scales. And it was believed if you ate roast goose on Michaelmas Day, you will never want money all the year. I'm sure that's true. I can't stand goose, and I never have been able to. September the 30th, Michaelmas hiring fairs are now being held. Finish off the Michaelmas goose. In southern Britain, this was the time of hirings, mops, or status when young unmarried laborers and servants flocked to fairs to hire themselves out for the year, bargaining with masters for the best possible wage. The master that a servant wants will now stand in a wonder. You all must ask £10 a year, and none of you go under. It's you must do all the work and what they do require. So stand up for your wages, lad, before that you do hire. And as far as the Michaelmas goose goes, examine the breastbone of the goose by holding it up to the light. If it is dark, a hard winter is coming. If mottled, a variable one, and if almost transparent, a mild winter. The color of the front part of the bone foreshows the early winter. It's back half of the winter after Christmas. October is the fruit time and fall of leaf, the eighth month of the Roman calendar. In Welsh, it's known as Hydref, the month of autumn. In Gaelic, it's Andamara, the month of deer runting. And in Anglo-Saxon, it's Winterfilleth, the month of the winter moon. October hath always 1 in 20 fine days. If the October moon comes without frost, expect no frost till the full moon of November. This month, hot drinks and meals be good to keep thy health and nourish thy blood. Provide warm clothes and go foot dry. Thou shalt escape much danger thereby. And that advice comes from Neave's Almanac of 1633. October the 2nd is the proper time of the year to make sympathetic or magnetic potions to cure wounds. These were applied to the weapon which caused the wound instead of to the wound itself. And we're going to hear a few more tunes now to get you started. Suge Tucker will give you some delightful poetry.
Green and black, yellow, red, rub your belly, bat your head, corners, edges, middle part, close one eye before you start, nine times backwards, sideways, round, opens doors you've never found, key flies in without a sound, key flies in without a sound, leopard whiskers, colored coat, let the lie escape your throat. Circus dances, open roads, seal the spell, there must be blood. Fly through kisses, don't be rude, to latitude or longitude. Solve the puzzle, turn the key, bleed a bit and then fly free. Hold your courage, pumpkin dear, one shoe off, the way is clear.
Let it go, my love, my truest. Let it sail on silver wings. A life's a twinkling, that's for certain. But it's such a fine thing. There's a gathering of spirits. There's a festival of friends. And we'll take up where we left off. We all meet again. I can't explain it. If I try, how the only things we carry are the things we hold inside, like a day in the open, like the love we won't forget, like the laughter that we started, and it hasn't died down yet. Oh, let it go, my love, my truest. Let it sail on silver wings. Life's a twinkling, that's for certain. But it's such a fine thing. There's a gathering of spirits. There's a festival of friends. And we'll take up where we left off when we all meet again. Oh yeah, now didn't we? And don't we make it shine? Aren't we standing in the center of something rare and fine? As they pass, oh, let it go, my love, my truest. Let it sail on silver wings. Life's a twinkling, that's for certain. But it's such a fine thing. There's a gathering of spirits. There's a festival of friends. And we'll take up where we left off when we all meet again. But there's heaven in our midst, and we're never really all that far from those we love and miss. Wade out in the water, there's a glory all around, and the wisest say there's a thousand ways to kneel and kiss the ground. Oh, let it go, my love, my truest. Let it sail on silver wings. Life's a twinkling, that's for certain. But it's such a fine thing. There's a gathering of spirits. There's a festival of friends. And we'll take up where we left off when we all meet again. And we'll take up where we left off when we all meet again.
I adopted Bento in 2010 from a shelter. This cat makes me make art. He's always motivating me to draw pictures of him. He just is motivating artistically. He's my best friend, but a lot of people know him as Keyboard Cat.
Keyboard Cat, YouTube star and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Start yours today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Allison is perfect. I mean, she'd never tell you that. She's humble and perfect. She likes everyone. She even likes her untidy roommate's weird guinea pig. Allison, wait, are you texting and driving? Allison, no. That's the exact opposite of what I was just saying about you. Why, Allison? Why? Texting and driving makes good people look bad. Visit StopTextStopRex.org, brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Down the road and to the left, it's never been any further to find the thing that you never lost, who serves the grave. Have you searched half of your life looking for some holy grail? And did you see it in a dream? A vision once when you were young. Does a circle lead you back to the place where you began? Down the road and to the left, it's never been any further to find the thing that you never lost. Who serves the grave? Are you the one he left behind? Was it you to finally leave? And the one that always wore your heart for anyone to see? And brow to brow and side to side, palm to palm and toe to toe, had you really no idea how far and deep an echo goes? Down the road and to the left, it's never been any further to find the thing that you never lost. Who serves the grave? Are you the pilgrim on the road? Are you the hermit in the wood? Have you followed what you know, what you want, or what you should? And have you learned a thing or two? Have you wondered at the time? And in the dark night of the soul, am I the one you thought you'd find? Down the road and to the left, it's never been any further to find the thing that you never lost. Who serves the grave? Grace and laughter ever after. Sorrow folds her hands together. Was it all, and did you mean it? In the dark you've always seen a bright and shining true idea. You cannot sing. I am an endless, restless ache. I am the Fisher King. And all that I can ask of you is do what's more good that you can. Speak the words I long to hear and meet me where I am. Down the road and to the left, it's never been any further. Find the thing that you never lost. Who serves the grave.
Good morning. That was September Tango by Ginger Ibex from their album Firefly, and they are going to be at the Arts at the Armory Cafe this Friday, starting at 7:30 on Leon Rich, and then 8:30 on Ginger Ibex. Before that was Carrie Newcomer with The Gathering of Spirits and The Fisher King from her fine album, The Gathering of Spirits. We heard Ginger Ibex doing Firefly, the title track from their album. Trapezoid with Elegy, The Dry Leaves of Autumn from Long Time Down This Road. And Suge Tucker gave us September's Rhyme from her album Mischief. It's 9:55. You're listening to WMFO in Medford. And we are going out of here with a version of a well-known Grateful Dead tune.
If my words did glow with the golden sunshine, and my tunes would play on the harp unstrung, would you hear my voice come through the music? Would you hold it near as it were your own? It's a hand-me-down. Between the dawn and the dark of night, and if you go, no one may follow. That path is for your steps alone. Take you home now.